Just came in.
Hello?
Yeah, Mr. President. How are you?
Fine, sir.
Are you going out to Chicago tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
Would it be inconvenient you if we get the reorganization set up? We need the boys in Chicago here. And then we need them Friday on the debt ceiling. We asked them how you can get them right out back.
I would love to have them, John. My problem is, I go in the small plane and I only have 7 or 8 seats in it, and we have to have a doctor. We have to have a bag man. So if you, the atomic bomb question, you have to have your Secret Service, and you don't have any seats much in it. If you charter a big plane, why, you use up all the money you get going out there. Now that's my problem. I try to go to these dinners in New York and Chicago around in the little Jetstar, and that way I can go out for about $1,700. But that just has 8 or 10 seats in it.
Yeah, well, I understand, Mr. President.
Now, if I take the big plane, it can haul 30 or 40, but it takes most of their money. It costs you $10,000 or $15,000.
Yeah, oh, sure.
Now, I do whatever you think ought to be done.
Oh, no, no. Dan Rostenkowski's with me. Can I tell him?
Yeah, sure. Tell him that's my problem. I'd love to. I want to do anything they want done, but.
He understands, Mr. President. We just know what you're going out to take a plane and then fit in where we can stay here on the reorganization cell. Then we get them back. We want them back Friday on the... But that's their problem. And I'll let you talk with Dan. You tell him to have him back, will you?
Well, he's my friend.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Hi, Danny. Glad to hear you.
Glad to talk to you, sir.
I'll handle this any way you want to. What the committee normally does, they have to pay when I go to make a political speech. And the planes fly the same speed, the small Jetstar and the big 707. But the 707 costs you, $3,000 an hour. And the other one costs you about $400 or something. And one of them has about 8 or 10 seats, and they carry the bag man with the atomic weapon stuff. And carry the Secret Service, you carry the doctor, and you carry your military aid that has to be with you to give you the code numbers and so forth, and that pretty well fills up to your small plane. The other one, I got plenty of room, but we never do use it because the local people don't like to pay that big a price to just for the president, to maybe $10,000 to $15,000 for an hour flight. Because it can usually, the commercial, if you've got 20 people want to go, it'd be $100 or something, and you'd go for $2,000 instead of the $15,000. Now that's a problem, but I'll do it any way you all want to do it. I'd just soon go in the big one, and I have to.
Well, Mr. President, I think that we can make arrangements commercially. Now we have to try and get back on the Friday morning or late Saturday night commercially. That's all. We just make the arrangements. And I'm sure that some of them, because of the fact that we have to go for it, I think it's only a question of about 7 numbers, and we can make them.
Well, if it's 7, let me see if I can't kick ours out some way. Let me call you back on it. I thought it'd be 15-20.
Well, Mr. President, let me explain this to you. If you're going to fly them in, all 9 would want to go in. I'm sure of that. But if I say we're going commercially, you know, a few of them will fade off. And maybe it's best if we just make arrangements commercially, and we can do that. And do this with you, then.
Let me check it, Danny, and I'll call you back during the day. I'll have Jack Blaney call you.
All right, Mr. President.
Bye.
Talk to you.